Despite the heavy security crackdown, thousands of Morsi protesters took to the streets of Cairo and elsewhere around the country to demand an immediate end to military rule. Protesters chanted slogans against the security forces and called for the trial of all those behind the killings of peaceful protesters since the military's overthrow of the government of Mohamed Morsi.
What's happening now is unacceptable. Why are they doing this to us? We will continue our struggle till the end.
Violence flared after Friday prayers in several provinces between protesters and security forces. Meanwhile, security forces detained nearly 270 Brotherhood supporters in a new wave of detentions.
I'm an ordinary Egyptian with no political affiliation. I'm not a member of the Brotherhood. I took to the streets to express my opinion and to demand my freedom. Whatever they do, we're not scared.
The crackdown against the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt has intensified with the military-backed government formally listing the group as a terrorist organization and accusing it of being behind the recent bombing attacks. On another front, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has expressed concern to his Egyptian counterpart about the designation of Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist group. Observers say the widening crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood and its supporters has increased tensions in a country rocked by a clear state of polarization since the army toppled Egypt's first democratically elected president back in July. Karim Gamaneddin, Press TV, Cairo.